thank you from my heart, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you from my heart, from the bottom of my heart.
Gratitude and the results of gratitude is something you can only see long term looking backwards. It's like in a moment, it's often hard to be grateful.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, George and Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seekers, and welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, I'm really happy to have an amazing person here for you. He's a marketing strategist to coaches, consultants, and other service providers. He also runs a multi-million dollar business that includes consulting, coaching, training, and information publishing. He is also a person that I was inspired by since I really don't remember when, like years ago. And I'm really happy that he's here for us and he will share from his wisdom. Like I said before, as actually starting this interview, he is like the character from Kung Fu Panda, the wise master. His name is Adam Urbanski, and I will let him introduce himself and say a few words about himself also.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, George. And I don't know where to go after this panda, Kung Fu Panda, you know, reference. I have no idea where to go to introduce myself. You know, just as we chatted a little bit before you pressed the record button on the podcast, I consider myself incredibly blessed for, you know, for what I've accomplished. But I'm also, you know, sometimes people see me or know me from online. So they get my, you know, in the past newsletters maybe, or they bought a program from me, or they came to an event. And maybe we didn't quite connect like person to person, but they have this experience of me, this like greater than life guy, you know. And I always say, look, I'm just an ordinary guy. I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. And, you know, if I have more or I've achieved more, it's probably because I've been at it for a little bit longer and maybe worked a little bit harder than some other people. Maybe I've figured a few things that others haven't figured out yet. And I'm always more than willing to share, you know, what I have figured out, what has helped me, because I think that's kind of the beauty of life. You know, those who are at the beginning, you know, should always look back and go like, hey, let me show you the way.
Exactly. And
I love doing that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's very generous. And it's actually one of the traits of people that are living with gratitude. They tend to be more generous because they appreciate what they already have. And there is a tendency to want other people to enjoy that as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Absolutely.
So firstly, I wanted to ask you, what does gratitude mean for you?
Oh, what does gratitude mean for me? You know, man, it's a tough question. I think it's a certain level of contentment with what is. You know, it's like, it's not complacency, right? It's not that I may not desire more, but it's like I'm absolutely perfectly happy and okay with what is at the moment. Doesn't matter what it is. I'm always thinking, you know, there's probably a reason why it happens and I better be grateful for it. And I think for me, I even trained myself to the point where even when bad things happen, I kind of look at, you know, bad. First of all, you know, people always ask, what was like the worst experience you had in life? I'm thinking, I didn't have any bad experience. And I had some really bad experiences. I've just forgotten about them, but I'm remembering that they ended up being okay in the long run. So today, I always train myself, you know, if there's something happening that I'm like thinking, oh my God, this is so bad. Everybody else is panicking. I'm like, you know what? this too will pass. It's like, whatever. So, I mean, it could have been, we could have been dead, right?
That's
like really bad. And we're still not dead. So it's like, whatever is happening, it's probably not that bad anyway.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Because, yeah, like Steve Jobs says, you connect the dots looking backwards, not looking forwards. In time, you realize that even the bad things have things that can make us grateful that they actually happened. And yeah,
you know, it's funny you mentioned that Steve Jobs' words, because I was thinking actually about this interview and the gratitude, and I thought to myself that it's funny. I thought about exactly the same quote.
Wow.
And I thought that gratitude and the results of gratitude is something you can only see long term, looking backwards. It's like in a moment, it's often hard to be grateful. And again, you only see the results and what it created for you when you turn back and look, take a long, you know, long picture view.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And by the way,
I don't know, I'll show you a quick story. You know, I watched a movie the other day, and it was the story of, I forget the title, dang it, but it was about the 2002 tsunami in Thailand. And it was about the family that ended up actually finding each other, the Benson family. I think they were from Switzerland. You know, man, I thought looking at all of this, even just in the movie and recognizing and remembering the destruction something like this caused, and, you know, the people that were displaced and people that died, people that lost loved ones, you know, like 200 some thousand people. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I have no problems. I have no disasters in my life. Because, you know, fortunately, and I was spared any type of experience like this up to this point in my life. And so when you ask about what gratitude is, I think sometimes it's just reminding ourselves, no matter what's going on, there are people out there that have it like so much exponentially worse that we have really nothing to be, you know, ungrateful for. We should be just kissing the ground we walk on and go like, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah. But the thing is that it's really hard for us to make the connection every time. Like when you watch a movie like this, it gets your attention. You realize the blessings that you have in your life. But what do you do when it's hard to be grateful, when you don't have these kinds of examples that, or when you have a situation that's harder, that's challenging? What do you do?
Yeah. You know, so I've got a couple of things, you know, people. So like, I think the gratitude is also a bit of kind of, people say, what do you do when you're not motivated or when you don't feel like doing things, right? And I think gratitude is kind of the same thing. So for me, I've got a couple of things that I do. Number one is I use this thing, I call it my John Nash strategy. Excuse me. And if, I don't know if you remember, if you've ever watched the movie Beautiful Mind.
I think I did, yeah.
And it's a, you know, it's about John Nash, the physicist, a mathematician. But, you know, anyway, he's got Nobel's Prize, but he had bipolar, his split personality. He's always, you know, it was so hard for him to keep track of what's real, what's not real. And there is a moment where he is about to, towards the end of his life, he's about to receive the Nobel Prize. And they send somebody to kind of investigate whether or not this guy is so nuts that he's going to embarrass the organization, right? And as the representative shows up and he starts talking to John Nash, Nash stops one of his students and says, hey, do you see this guy? And the student says, yeah. And then John Nash turns to the guy and starts talking to him. And he says, you know, forgive me, but I have a tendency to see people that are not really there, right? So for me, gratitude starts with asking myself, is what I am worrying about really real? Is it really there? And is it really as bad as I think it is, right? And most of the time, like 100% of the time, the answer is no, it's not as bad. And then I start looking at, you know what, compared to what other people go through, this is absolutely positively nothing. So that's one part. And I think another thing that I do, I have a big binder that's got raving fans. Actually, we got two of those now, 3-inch binders. And every time I get something from my clients, you know, a note, a postcard, an email, I stick it all in there. Since I can call it my raving fans, right? But, you know, I'll show you just one thing. There's a postcard that I got from a client many, many years ago. And he came to one of my workshops And only later he shared, you know, we were like so close to bankruptcy. My business wasn't doing well. And I ended up, you know, making it work. I made some money. I took my family on my dream vacation. I could cross my, you know, one of my things, my dream, you know, but being kissed by the dolphins off my list.
Wow.
You know, yeah, you see, that gets you, right? But check this out. About a year or 2 years after I received the card, I talked to a mutual friend and of ours who knew this guy. And she mentioned him. And I said, yeah, I remember he got me his card. So what you probably don't know, his wife got really sick and she died of cancer. And I was like, you're kidding me. So for me, you know, where this whole story goes, where sometimes when I feel like I don't want to do things or I got to do things, I'm realizing I don't have to do things. I get to do things. You know, it's like I get to touch people. I get to make a difference. And, you know, it changes everything, because as long as I keep thinking I have to, then I get into this mode like, you know, it's so hard. I don't want to. But when I start realizing, man, I get to do this. There are some people that would love to do this and they don't get to do this. I get to do this. Wow. So what's not to be grateful for?
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's really interesting because you are by all means a successful person. So usually people, when they think of someone that's successful, they think they don't need to do anything from the moment they're successful. Like you're successful and everything falls back in place and everything is perfect. But actually, even you need to focus on the things that, on the fact that you get to do stuff and on the fact that you have blessings and you still have challenges, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you find me someone who doesn't have challenges and issues, then, you know, they're probably dead because every living person has something. You know, you can have extreme wealth and you can have health challenges. You know, you can have health and wealth and you can have relationship issues. There are usually, you know, and some people have it better than others, but I think to a certain degree, every single person experiences some difficulties in life, right? Whether they're current, though, in the past, there will always be something, in my opinion. And, you know, there was a quote, and I don't remember exactly how it went and who said it, but it's something like, I think it was from Henry Van Dyke. And he said something like, gratitude is the feeling, you know, of happiness for what the universe gave you. And then thankfulness is, you know, realizing that you are thankful for it. And thanksgiving is an outward appreciation of it, right? But I think there's another quote that says something like, you know, it's not that happy people are grateful. It's that grateful people are happy. And if you think about it, it's not that successful people are grateful. It's that grateful people become eventually successful, right? Because what you focus on expands. So if you just indulge me for a moment longer, I talked to a customer yesterday, a brand new customer. And everything that I've shared with her, you know, she had a tendency to go like, but, and go into, I can't do this. I can't do this. I don't have that. And after about 20 minutes, I had to stop. I said, look, you know, just, I want you to, when you get this recording, really listen, and I want you to pay attention to how you respond to things, because everything you see is negative and you can't do it. And if that's what you see, that's going to be your future. So exactly. You realize that instead of focusing on the things you don't have and can't do, if you just acknowledge what you do have and the things you can do, those things will start growing and expanding, and the things that are negative will just go away. Right? So it's what you focus on expands.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I, for instance, in the beginning of the year, I wrote an article that for us to have a great 2017, firstly, we need to focus on the blessings we had in 2016.
Yeah.
And we can only grow if we see the beautiful things that have already happened and enjoy them and feel the fact that we were blessed to enjoy them.
Yeah.
And this brings actually, this build, we can build upon that. And we spoke about the fact that we tend to feel discontentment with ourselves, with our results. And how do you do it when you tend to go in that direction? I do this the same. That's why I'm asking.
You know, I don't know if I go much in that area. I think I catch myself very, very quickly now, right? But I think that first, you know, I'm very judgmental. So, you know, and this might help some listeners. You know, I would look at, let me just kind of think of an example. You know, like, well, let me just talk about this client, right, that I just mentioned and how negative she is. And by the way, she's not a negative person. It's just kind of one thing that came up, right? And then I may have a thought, I may have judgment. I'm like, oh my God, thank God I'm not as judgmental as she is. Now, the minute I say that, what did I actually just do? I just judged that person. So in a way, I'm just as judgmental, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's gratitude, but it's kind of a negative gratitude. So that's one thing that I'm always aware of. Like, am I, through my gratitude, am I belittling or judging anybody else? You know, do I need to make myself better by making them worse? And that's not a good gratitude. You know, another thing I look at is, am I comparing myself? So, you know, in comparison, we'll always end up losing sooner or later, right? And most of us tend to compare up rather than compare down. So we always look at, oh, look at that. That guy has a private jet. That guy has a bigger house. That guy has, you know, more cars and faster cars. You know, whatever. That guy's in better shape. You know, that guy has more hair. So in comparison, you always lose rather than just go like, you know what, look at the journey that I've traveled. So I think what you are asking is, when things get difficult and I feel like, you know what, there's really nothing to be grateful for at the moment, I have to look back. I have to look at the place where I live, right? And I'm going like, wow. Or I may look at, you know, something as simple as my office and my computer setup and my microphone, right? I'll look at some podcasters or people that do, you know, video shows, and I'm like, wow, that is such quality production. Oh my God, look at, they got this, they got that. And then I have to stop myself thinking, you know what? My things are not too shabby. And then I have to remember there are lots of people that would love to have just the setup that I have. Even doesn't matter how simple or how shabby I think it is. To people that don't have it. And then when everything else fails for me, you know, I have to remind myself, it's like, look, you know what? I can breathe. And you know what? I've got full lungs of air and it's fairly unpolluted and nothing hurts when I breathe. And, you know, no one is threatening my life immediately. Right. And I'm like, wow, some people don't even have that. So, it's like, if I find myself in this place where I can't feel it, because you know what, gratitude is not just mental. It's not like, oh, I'm grateful, right? I think that the biggest thing is you have to learn how to actually feel it. And if you can't think of a single thing that you feel like, oh my God, I'm so grateful for, then I think you've got to dig deeper and deeper and just go to the very basics. Like, you know what? Did you have a glass of water today? Right? Clean water. Did you have at least one meal today? Did you have a roof over your head? Did you have a blanket when you slept that covered you? And man, you've got stuff to be grateful for, right? And I may be exaggerating a little bit, but you know, there are some people that need to start at those very basics and build upon them.
Giving a gift that supports someone dear to your heart can be a real blessing. Woohoo You made it very simple for you to offer a memorable gift that your loved one will surely cherish for the rest of their life. Help him or her feel appreciated and valued right now. They might need it more than you think. Go to georgianbenta.com/woohoo or visit the link in the description to find out more.
Because we tend to take them for granted, and we just can't see them as blessings, and we always tend to want more. But yeah. The interesting thing is that in order to have more and to enjoy when we have more, we actually need to start with appreciating what we already have, isn't it?
You know, Shai, so like recently, about 6 months ago now, we moved. And this is my first move in like many, many years. And I was just astounded how many things we have accumulated, you know, just stuff. And I think that, you know, both my wife and I kind of went through this process of minimalizing, like, you know, whatever we don't need, let's just cleanse. And then whatever is left, you have so much more appreciation for it. You know, it's like we had stuff that we totally forgotten that we had. It's like, oh my God, what is that thing? Like, when did we even get it, right? And when you actually acknowledge it, then you go like, wow. And then the stuff that we were able to give away, because we just, you know, it's like, I think that we often forget how much we have by not focusing on what we have, but focusing on what we don't have. You know, I remember there's a guy who was the publisher of Success Magazine, Darren Hardy. I think it was there. And he told us a story about his wife and his wife's parents. What they used to do at Christmas time, they would have the kids bring in all the toys they had and put it by the Christmas tree. And then they would add that one more gift than they got.
Wow.
First, they wanted the kids to appreciate everything they already had before they got this one more gift. And I was thinking, wow, what an amazing story. Because, you know, I see people at Christmas time and they get something and then like 30 seconds later, they go like, oh, whatever, and then move on. I'm like, wow, zero appreciation, right? You probably have too much and don't appreciate it. And that's the problem.
Exactly. I know people that took their children to places like India or other places in the world that are not as rich as Europe or America, and it was a very changing experience for the kids, and they appreciated what they had so much more.
Yep.
And because we tend to learn and to appreciate things by contrast when we
absolutely
when we only focus on how how well off others are in our like neighborhood or something, we forget about the many millions or even billions of people that have it so worse than we do.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, Adam, were you always like this? Were you always grateful, or did you have some kind of experience that got you to this point?
You know what? It's funny because part of like what we connected, I shared with you that I really appreciate your bio where it says, you know, I'm not a naturally grateful person. And I think I'm not a naturally grateful person. I think it's definitely a learned behavior. You know, I don't know if there is, you know, there is a, there, if there was one experience, it may not be that profound, but a number of years ago, this is now probably a good 20 years back. You know, I've been married actually in about a week and a half. I'll be celebrating 25 years of marriage.
Wow. Congratulations.
So thank you. So this is now, you know, about, I don't know, like 7 years into my marriage. And, you know, it's just like, I was not appreciating what I had. I was thinking, oh my God, maybe I should leave my wife. This is not working. And we both ended up taking a program which kind of made us really have a deeper connection and start noticing things about the other person. Like, why did we fall in love in the first place, right? And then start expressing them. And I've got to tell you, it's like I had, and this is just one experience I can think of where I had such profound experience of gratitude for this person. Like, wow, this person is so amazing. This person has all of this and all of that. And, you know, this person chose to be with me. How grateful, you know, am I for this, right? How grateful am I that I was, that we connected, that we fell in love, that we have those feelings. And I think for me, you know, I would not have been married for 25 years had it not have been for that one particular experience where, you know, every time I now feel, because, you know, marriage is like this, right? People think it's all steady, Freddy. I don't think so, right? So, you know, every time I get upset or annoyed, I have to think to myself, it's like, wow, think about the qualities of my wife and, you know, how she has taken care of me throughout the years and how she stuck with me on things were good and bad and, you know, how beautiful she is and all of those things, right? And if we stop and just think for a moment, then for me, it just that one experience of really connecting with someone, realizing, wow, there's so much amazingness, you know, that I have forgotten or taken for granted. And then when you actually communicate it, you know, it's a powerful, powerful experience.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Experience.
Yeah, because the other person might have forgotten the fact that she has that quality. Or,
well, that's true. And even if they, yeah, I think that's true. But even if we, you know, if we know it, hearing another person acknowledge it, you know, it, and especially a person that you deeply care about, it's huge.
Exactly, exactly. And also, this sometimes happens. So, we get so used with the beautiful parts of our relationships, and we tend to only focus on what's wrong because that's we're kind of wired that way to focus on what's not okay and on the dangers, on things like that. But after a while, if you like break up or do something like this, you get to see how many beautiful things there were actually. And I had this experience and it was really interesting for me because I thought that everything was bad because it took so much of my attention. And afterwards I realized, oh my God, but there were so many beautiful things that I was just not appreciating actually. And I think you gave some great advice, and it's really, really to the point.
Well, I think it's, you know, kind of going back to that quote we mentioned earlier from Steve Jobs, which is, you know, you in a moment, it's really hard to notice it. And it's a trained behavior to, like, in a moment to stop yourself and go like, you know what? Yeah, probably the bad things that I'm noticing right now, that probably don't matter. So let me just acknowledge something really great about the situation. So I think for me, that's one of the learned behaviors that I practice a lot, you know, and even in small situations, like, you know, I may have, I don't know, you know, like, I think the older you get, the more quirks you develop, like you like things certain way, right? So let's say that you like certain dish prepared certain way, and it's not done that way, and you get it served, and it's like, you know, I could have been, I have to acknowledge something. Or, you know, like in business, there is a task done that's kind of maybe not up to par. It maybe I would have liked it done differently, right? And I have like this first reaction, it's like, and then the second reaction is like, you know what? In the long scheme of things, this think how I wanted it done, it's only here. To the rest of the world, it makes absolutely zero difference. So why do I get upset? Why would I want to annoy the other person? Why would I want to make them feel bad? you know, there's probably a better way to handle it. There's probably a way. What's grateful about it is that someone actually got it done. I didn't have to do it, right? How about this rather than focusing, oh, it could have been done differently. To me, again, it's a learned behavior. But I know that anyone that chooses to practice it, it's going to be better off in the long run.
Totally. And I love the fact that like me, you're not like naturally like this. And I can imagine how much of a difference it makes in your life, actually, in your experience, because at the same time, you could have been mad and thought, oh my God, it should have been done this way. But the fact that you can switch to a more positive perspective and to a gratitude perspective is awesome. And
there
I think,
is hope for others. Let me tell you, if you met me 10, 15 years ago, I definitely was not the same person for sure.
I'm sure. That's awesome. By the way, if you could go back in time, like you said, 20 years ago or something, mm-hmm. when you weren't that grateful, what would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
I think that, well, actually a couple of things. One is that don't take things for granted, right? And the second one is that it's almost like this shall pass. And doesn't matter if it's good or bad, nothing stays constant. So if you think your life is like the crappiest you could have had, trust me, it's going to change, right? If you're at the top of the, you know, top of the mountain and like, you know, thinking that there is just, you can't fail, trust me, it's going to change. You're going to be humbled, right? So if anything, it's like not taking anything for granted, because life, again, goes up and down. You're going to have ups and downs, and it's just a normal thing. And, you know, look, and I think another thing will be take a longer picture view. If you're in your late teens or early 20s right now, and you think like, wow, you know, there's nothing that can stop me, realize that, you know, some people don't get to live much past that age, you know, through illness or, or accidents. So don't think that you're going to live till you're 60 or 80 or 100. Expect it, but also realize that it may not be granted, right? So if you start looking at it, how can you live today? How can you treat other people today? You know, and one other thing I would say, and this is something, I don't know where I learned, I think this is actually something from my parents, that, you know, we never left our home without saying goodbye and a hug and a kiss to my parents. And I think that's something, you know, I try to do with my kids, that it's like, because you never know if you're coming back. So I don't care how mad you are, you know, it's like you always say goodbye and give somebody a hug or a kiss because, you know, this may be the last time. So, and I've had friends, you know, who unfortunately had to experience this when they, you know, left and they never got to see each other again. So I think that's the part, like, don't take it for granted. Realize that things always change and, you know, appreciate other people and situations in the moment as much as you can.
Exactly. And that's why I think gratitude is such an important skill to have in life, and because when you are at your peak and everything is great, it's easy to feel grateful, and it's good that you can feel grateful, because you can, I think you can be there and not be grateful. And also when things are not going as well, it's important to have this possibility of choosing to see things differently and to getting your power back and to appreciating the things that are okay and maybe even great.
Yeah.
When you just can't see them at that certain moment in time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And Adam, I wanted to ask you, do you feel so, or how do you feel that gratitude has helped you be such a great success?
Well, you know, again, only from a perspective of time, right? You can see what it does for you. But I actually feel that it's helping me even more today. The more grateful I am, the more I acknowledge what I have, you know, the more I'm opening myself up to bringing even more amazing things in my life. So I think that one thing I can tell you for certain is that, you know, I'm probably a lot more pleasant to be around. That's number one. but number two, you know, I am like at a lot more peace. I don't get upset. I don't get, you know, like all, you know, wired up. And if I do, I mean, it does happen, right? But it has to be almost extraordinary pressure for me to just get like, ah. But if I do, it literally takes me a minute or two and I snap myself and I often start laughing at myself like hysterically.
Wow, that's so awesome.
Because I go like, wow, if I just look back 60 seconds, what a ridiculous, you know, person I was just being. It's like, why am I getting so, you know, uptight and wired and stressed about this? With this thing, it really didn't matter at all. It's like, again, if we look at 99.9% of things that we get annoyed with, and you just take a kind of a longer picture view, you realize that those things don't matter at all. So for me, I think it has allowed me to just be a lot more at peace and not just have fun. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. Kind of like you said, you know, like this Kung Fu Panda kind of thing. It's like, I just, you know, I take everything in stride, whether it's amazing and, you know, I get happy, I get excited. I'm actually very expressive, so I like celebrating. But, you know, when things don't go quite the right way, I'm still finding some things to celebrate. And I'm like, you know, there's probably a reason. So I've learned that I always say, like, you know, universe is very wise. It only gives you what you can handle. So if it's given you little or you're somehow disappointed or it smacked you, there is probably a good reason. It's probably trying to tell you a message or send you or turn you down the right path. So pay attention to the message. And, you know, the saying I'll leave with our audience is I always teach myself and my students, forget the losses, but don't lose the lessons. All right? Forget the losses, but don't lose the lessons. And I think that's a beautiful way to live, at least for me.
It sure is. It sure is, because the lessons and the blessings that we have in life are the ones that we live with and that remain in our soul and in our heart.
Yep.
And I just have one more question for you. Do you have some people in your life that you're especially grateful for and that you would like to mention?
Oh, you know what? I'll probably have to mention my immediate family the most. So definitely my wife, you know, for just sticking with me through thick and thin and stupidity and all sorts of things. You know, I'm incredibly grateful for I've got two daughters and they're both, you know, grown-ups now, you know, like in the early adulthood. But, you know, they have taught me so much about life. It's just beautiful. And then, you know, I'd have to say my parents and my siblings. So my dad passed away almost 17 years ago. And, you know, I never got to experience like really grown up life with my dad. But it's taken me, you know, all those years to acknowledge, wow, this guy has really taught me some amazing lessons in life, you know, and he's really given me a lot. And unfortunately, he passed away before I was mature enough to really understand and acknowledge that, right? Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for my mom. So fortunately, with my mom, I can still be telling her that I love her and how much I appreciate her. And then, you know, my siblings, and I've got brother and sister. So I think my brother, we always had like a weird relationship, but I'm just, you know, grateful for who he is because, you know, in a way, he reminds me that, you know, there are certain things that I'm not perfect neither, right? And then my sister, because, you know, she was just such a great role model and caretaker to me. She's a little bit older than I am when I was growing up, and she's just always such a good friend. So, you know, I could be mentioning people all day long, but I think like my immediate family, I'm just really, really grateful for them.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you very much for being here with us and for sharing your wisdom, Master Shifu. I remember the name. I really think that you have a lot of wisdom, both when it comes to your business and the branch you're working in, and also in life. And I think that you shared some awesome ideas with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You can get in touch with Adam at themarketingmentors.com, or you can search for him on Facebook. But I will put the links in the show notes. So make sure you visit georgianbenta.com.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. Help us reach our goal of inspiring 100,000 people by sharing this podcast with your loved ones, with your Facebook friends. And if you loved this episode, please write a review on iTunes. Search for the Gratitude Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now. Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.